are entirely up to you. But no pressure. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra.
Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life.
Today's mantra is, it's real and it's good. When I was a kid, I was told I could be whatever I wanted when I grew up. So I came up with a really great story about wanting to be a biomedical engineer. My junior year of high school, I would realize that I'd been lied to. My high school did not offer the academic requirements of the schools I wanted to attend. If I really wanted to be a biomedical engineer, I would need at least 2 years of community college before continuing on to a four-year university. Turns out, I wasn't so serious about that narrative. When I was in college, I had a new, different, and better idea of who I wanted to be when I grew up. But I couldn't afford the unpaid internships that would lead to those jobs. My best shot at an on-ramp would be graduate school, and because I had to work full-time, I didn't have the grades to get in to graduate school directly after undergrad. 7 years later, when I saw the landscape changing at my Wall Street job, my experience wouldn't quite build a bridge where I wanted to go, to someplace that felt safe and secure. So I went to graduate school instead, trying to build those little blocks of stability. I'm 41 now, and if you had asked me at any point before 2016, my life had felt like a series of doors that I couldn't open, that I'd always shown up a day late and a dollar short. I often wondered what happened to the little girl who thought she could make an artificial limb for her sister and what she would think of a life full of second choices and consolation prizes. Honestly, she'd be awestruck to know that all the places she would go, how every plan B didn't suck at all, and how many options her pluck would make available to her. Where she grew up, people didn't have options. There was usually one, and it was terrible. The things she would grow up to be were well beyond anything she'd ever seen or could imagine, and she would settle into a routine life with four kids in a small, unglamorous urban area. And really? What a treat is that? I don't travel anymore. I don't want to. I don't enjoy it. I have something cooler than I ever expected to have and had never included in any narrative I ever wrote about my future or who I wanted to be when I grew up. I have a home. A real home. A good home. A home that is safe. A home that I love and never want to leave. A home that my kids can't wait to run into at the end of every single day, because they too love it and feel safe here. It's easy to fall in love with a narrative, but those aren't real life, and they rarely represent your true desires and your needs. I never thought about safety. I looked for things, trades and jobs, degrees, that would make me feel safe and secure. All along, what I really wanted and never included in the narrative was a home. Real life unspools too quickly. The narratives that we write, the narratives that are unfolding, are only clear in hindsight. Now, you may not have every door open at every turn, but you probably have more options than you think you do. And that is a luxury that 6-year-old MK would be very jealous of, especially if not all of those options suck. So, the mantra. In those moments when you realize that you aren't living the neat, tidy narrative you told yourself, remember that's because you're living in a life that's moving more quickly than the narrative can be written. Hear my voice in your head saying, hey, It's real and it's good. You really and truly are entirely up to you. Choose your own adventure and let the narrative write itself.
You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.